Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in today. And we today are going to do something that's never been done in the world on live radio. I brought my microscope. We have actual clots that have been removed from the deceased who, quote, died suddenly. We're going to be looking at these clots live here in real time, under the microscope, and finding out more about what these are made of, because it turns out these are not blood clots. I want to encourage you, share the URL, theinfowar.tv/Alex. Share that with everybody you can to get people live to watch what you are about to see here. And we have special guests coming up. We have a physician, an urgent care physician, whose voice is going to be altered to protect his identity, who's going to speak to us about these clots and how many people are presenting with these clots and they're dying, and people's fingers and toes are suffering necrosis and they are dying. They're having to have amputations. People's arteries are being clogged with these clots, which are not blood clots. They are what I'm calling engineered biostructures. You're looking at one of the photos there. We're going to show you a lot more here on the show today. Again, a world exclusive. You've never seen this. And for those of you listening on radio, we're going to walk you through it. We're going to describe verbally everything for you. Harrison Smith is going to be joining me here in studio in a couple of minutes also to help provide context and reaction to what we are seeing. We've also got embalmer Richard Hirschman joining us today, as well as Dr. Jane Ruby later on in hour number three. This is going to be a show that you will not forget. And I want to mention that what we are about to look at here, I've got them right here, although they are sanitized. These are biostructure clots that have been pulled out of the deceased. These are from dead people who are now going to speak to us through the science of microscopy. In essence, we have become speakers for the dead. We here at InfoWars and across the independent media, we are the only ones left to speak for the dead. And if the dead could speak out right now, they would be screaming, stop the vaccines, stop the mass murder, stop the injections, stop the medical experiments on children. And since they cannot speak, we must speak for them. And that's what we're going to be doing right here today, exclusively on InfoWars.com. And again, the URL to give out is theinfowar.tv/Alex. That would get you right to the live stream, and you're going to see this unfold over the next hour with images that will be horrifying and shocking. It's not blood and guts. There's no gore here, but I just want to say a word of caution to those of you who are easily made nauseous or queasy. What you are about to see may be something that you want to, I don't know, look away at certain times. I'll indicate that verbally when that's about to happen. But that's what's coming up today. We've got also news about the economy. Markets are crashing right now. Crypto is getting hammered very aggressively. Inflation is getting worse. And the dismantling of our nation is only accelerating through multiple vectors. They are trying to kill us. You know this. They're trying to kill us economically. They're trying to kill us through bioweapons. They're trying to kill us with these vaccines, with chemical pollution, exposure, culture wars that are off the charts. They're trying to kill us, but I believe they will fail because we here at InfoWars and across the independent media, we are resilient and we will not go down and we will not remain silent, even if it means we must speak for the dead as we are doing here today. We're also going to cover a little bit about Justin Bieber and his facial paralysis, Ramsey Hunt syndrome as it's called, and Steve Kirsch from Substack.com saying that he is convinced, statistically 99% chance that Justin Bieber's facial paralysis was caused by the COVID vaccine. We wish a speedy recovery to Justin Bieber, and I have some good news for him that perhaps you can pass along to him if you know him.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome to The Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us today. It's Mike Adams here. For the entire show, we're going to be joined by some very special guests, and also Harrison Smith sitting in with me in the next segment as we go live with a world exclusive, a shocking demonstration using live laboratory microscopy that I actually brought this morning. We set it up here, and we actually have a blood sample on that microscope right now from, well, one of the crew members donated a drop of blood, and we're showing you what that drop of blood looks like, because what you're going to see coming up, and this is, again, just an exclusive thing, nobody else is doing this, you're going to see microscopy images at various magnifications of the clots that are being removed from people who, quote, died suddenly. And you've heard about this called sudden adult death syndrome, SADS as it's called. You've heard about people, you know, they suddenly died. And then the embalmers are pulling out of these people's bodies these shockingly large, what I'm calling biostructures. They are referred to as blood clots. They are not blood. What you're seeing right now is blood, and you're going to see the difference between that and what we're about to show you. For those of you listening on radio, we're going to be describing this for you, walking you through this, and also encouraging you to make sure that you check the video archives at band.video, and also tune in at theinfowar.tv/Alex right now in order to watch this broadcast and see all these images. We're going to be doing it live again. I've got a vial of clots that were removed from the deceased. These dead human beings are going to be, in essence, speaking to the world through these images and this microscopy that we're doing here today. We have become, in essence, speakers for the dead. And what is the message from the dead today? It is a warning for humanity. It is a warning that says we must halt immediately all of these experimental COVID vaccines on a global basis. We must halt them now, or many millions more may die. And what you're about to see will be absolutely shocking. You're going to be blown away by what is being pulled out of these people. And some of it is so large, it's about the diameter of one of your fingers. And these are not blood clots. You're going to see that coming up. First, we're going to cover the other news here. The economic news is pretty serious today. Stock market is not doing well. It's getting hammered quite aggressively. And also the crypto markets are getting hammered. And this is actually a bit of a shocking story. Bitcoin fell about 15% over the weekend. This morning when I last checked, it was 23,000 something, which is down from roughly 60,000 at its peak. $200 billion in valuation wiped off the crypto market over the weekend. Kind of makes you wonder if they're really attacking crypto right now, because they know that people are going to be working to flee the dollar, because the dollar is showing its weakness with massive money printing and inflation and global economic warfare, where the United States attempts to weaken Russia and only ends up causing more inflation in fuel and food in the United States. So that news is happening. The crypto firm Celsius which is one of the major crypto firms out there. They give out crypto loans and so on. They have paused withdrawals and transfers now, citing market conditions. This is basically the equivalent of the crypto world sort of bank freeze, where a bank says, well, guess what? You can't come in and get your money out anymore because your assets are currently frozen. So they're pausing all withdrawals and swaps and transfers between accounts. And the statement there from the founder says, acting in the interest of our community is our top priority. This is very concerning language, and it's also sort of reminding me of what may be happening with some of the stablecoins as the Evergrande situation unravels in China. So keep your eye on that, and keep in mind that the powers that be do not want you to have any options other than their fiat currencies, which are, of course, fraudulent currencies that are going to collapse. Okay, a fascinating story I pulled up over the weekend that you need to know about. You know, the war on carbon dioxide is a war against life on planet Earth. Carbon dioxide is what grows plants. It grows crops. The higher the levels of CO2, the more easily we could grow food and feed the world. So at a time when the world is facing food scarcity and food inflation and real famine, starvation in certain areas, especially developing nations, why are they pulling carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere? They're doing that because they want to, of course, exterminate billions of human beings. Well, another story that I found shows that higher levels of CO2 enhance plants' medicinal properties. And what they found in this experiment is that when you have more CO2 in the atmosphere that the plants are exposed to, you not only get higher crop yields, you get better plant nutrition, and you get more medicinal constituents that are found in those plants. So when they are engaged in carbon sequestration, which is these large-scale projects where they're sucking CO2 out of the atmosphere, and they're then dumping it underground through these pipelines and sequestration deposit locations located across the Midwest of the United States, as they're doing this, they are making the food supply less nutritious. They're taking away the medicinal properties of medicinal herbs, and they're causing global starvation. So when you think about, quote, climate change and the desire to take CO2 out of the atmosphere, that is another form of global starvation, because they know with lower levels of CO2, they won't be able to grow as much food. So that is another act of war against humanity. Now let's move on to Justin Bieber. Now, late last week, Justin Bieber announced with a video that half his face was apparently paralyzed with this syndrome that he called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, and his doctors informed him of this diagnosis. And I do want to, by the way, acknowledge the courage of Justin Bieber for filming this video and being transparent with his audience. And I want to say that we wish him the best in his recovery. There's good news and bad news in this. So the good news is that often these facial paralysis syndromes are relatively quickly reversed. So there is a good chance that Justin Bieber may be able to resume his career. And there's also some bad news. And the bad news is that according to Steve Kirsch, whose article says, and Steve Kirsch is on Substack.com, why I'm 99% certain that Justin Bieber's facial paralysis was caused by the COVID vaccine. And in that article, Kirsch goes through a very simple statistical analysis and shows that there's only a 1% chance that this was just sort of like a bolt of lightning, bad luck, spontaneous, out of the blue situation for Justin Bieber. 99% chance this is a post-vaccine side effect. And if that's the case, then it's possible that it may take longer for him to recover. It's also possible he may not recover. Now, some people have lost their sense of smell or taste, or sometimes other cognitive or neurological functions. They've lost them both upon exposure to the pathogenic gain-of-function nanoparticle, SARS-CoV-2, and other people have lost these senses responding to the vaccine or, you know, after taking the vaccine. We don't know what's causing this for Justin Bieber, but we know that Eric Clapton came out, and he told the truth, and he said, yes, that this vaccine caused almost a loss of his musical career, Eric Clapton's, and he then came out and spoke out against the dangers of this vaccine. So I just want to say to Justin Bieber, This is an opportunity, Justin, once you learn the truth about what caused this, this is an opportunity to do what Eric Clapton did and to reach out to your many followers and help save other people from making the mistake of trusting in a medical establishment that is murdering people and injuring people through experimental, unsafe, risky mRNA injections that have never been proven to be safe or effective, for that matter. So, Justin Bieber, we are praying for you. We wish you well. And we believe there's a good chance you may recover. And we hope that you will find out the truth about what's causing this. And when you do, share that with the world. Many people could benefit from you sharing that information. Smithfield Foods in California is closing its pork plant, citing high operating costs, both inflation and fuel costs. One more shutdown of a food facility in California, adding to the deliberate shutdowns, the arson, and also the economic punishment of the food industry by both the USDA and federal policies as well. So, folks, get ready. Mass starvation is being engineered. It's coming. And when we come back after this break, we're going to get right into the microscope, and we're going to show you what these clots look like up close and personal. I'm Mike Adams. Stay with us. We'll be
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith. I'm sitting in here with Mike Adams since he is going to be a little bit preoccupied putting together this very intense looking science experiment. And so I'm just here sort of to sit in for the audience and maybe ask questions about what exactly you're doing, Mike. What are we looking at here?
Okay, so as I mentioned before, we have acquired these clots that have been removed from deceased patients who died suddenly.
Right.
And the embalmers have never seen these clots before until the vaccines began to be administered. And the embalmer that provided these to me, who is our guest today, is Richard Hirschman. So he'll be chiming in on this. These are the clots, and I hope we can get maybe a kind of a, an up-close shot.
We can do maybe a, yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to take these out of the vial here, and again, live on radio and the video broadcast, I'm going to take these out. And I'm going to stain these with iodine, and then I'm going to prepare these on the slide, and then we're going to look at magnifications up to 1,500 times and see what these are. And most importantly, Harrison, is that what we're showing on the microscope right now is a drop of blood from one of the crew members who donated this drop this morning, just with a little diabetes, you know, lance type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to show you that, like, that drop of blood is coagulating right now, and there it is live. That is very different from what we are about to see.
That's a healthy, normal piece of blood.
Yes, that is now dried. So it's a little scab.
Right.
You could say it's like a one-drop scab.
And so for our radio listeners, the vial that Mike is holding, it looks like it's filled with little worms. I mean, they look like little tiny earthworm-looking things. It's really pretty gross, and that came out of a human being.
Well, yes, and these are only the very smallest examples. There are more vials I have that are, some of these strands are the thickness of your finger.
Oh, Lord.
And what's happening, and you're going to hear this from our physician guest who's joining us in the next segment with his voice altered to protect his identity, is that these are blocking femoral arteries. They're blocking carotid arteries. Some people are having to have femoral artery bypass surgery in order to not die. And these are on the smaller size here. When these lodge near your hands or toes, they will cut off circulation to your extremities, which is called peripheral cardiovascular disease typically, and it can cause your fingers and toes to turn black. Now there's a photo. Yeah, there's an up-close photo of the vial. There's another photo for the producers that should show a man's fingers that have turned black.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what happens when these clots block blood circulation.
Looks like a very extreme case of frostbite or something.
Exactly, which is the same thing. Is, you know, your extremities have lost blood flow.
Right.
But the thing is, Harrison, and, I mean, you're welcome. I brought extra gloves if you want to get in on this. But I don't mean to joke about this. This is serious business. But these have the consistency of small rubber bands.
Right. No, it's horrifying looking in person. Hopefully it's coming across on the camera, because it really does look like something from a horror film. And these were drawn out of somebody's veins who had died of a sudden heart attack or something similar. And I'm just taking them out of the vial here now. And there's already pre-dyed ones, but we're doing this live and actually going to take the real thing. And you say dye it with iodine.
Yes.
Right?
Iodine is used in the standard Gram staining techniques for microbiology, along with violet colored dyes. But what I found is that this came out of a previously living person. And the reason this is important for us to study is because, you know, these people are dead and they can't speak.
Right.
We have to speak for them. So, by the way, these samples have all been sterilized for anybody concerned about medical procedures. These have been sterilized with ultraviolet radiation as well as ethyl alcohol treatments and so on. So there's no danger to us, but I am wearing gloves, as you might expect.
Yeah, and folks, if you are a radio listener, you've got to get to band.video and see this and share this imagery, because even just seeing this thing, this entity that came out of someone's veins, I mean, that alone is enough to convince you there's something very disturbing going on here.
So this is just iodine, folks. This is not blood. This is just iodine.
Right.
And iodine is used for staining in order to provide contrast. And then I'm just washing it with ethyl alcohol. And once this is done, we're going to go ahead and place it under the microscope.
And that's to get the contrast, so it's just more easily viewable under the microscope, right?
Exactly. Again, kind of standard staining techniques, but usually used for microbiology. But we're just using it for these tissue samples here. Now, I'm going to flatten this out with another slide because it's a little too tall. It's pretty, you know, chunky here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to kind of flatten it out a little bit. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah.
And now we're going to go ahead and place this under the microscope in real time. Again, because the reason I'm doing this is I don't want anybody to think that any of this is, you know, faked or anything like that.
Right, so, doing the whole thing live. My God.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Oof.
Make it that graphic right there.
No, but, I mean, but look, this is what's in people's body. This is what's being removed from people's damaged hearts, and you can see why. I mean, my God. For the radio viewers, so I don't know how to describe it. You got to just see the image.
But go back to the microscope image, if you would, please. Yeah, help describe this for the radio viewers, but we're going to start zooming in on this, and we're going to get a lot more contrast and information. I have to refocus as we move. But what I want you to notice about this, and again, this is coming out of people who were formerly alive. People are walking around with these things growing inside
right.
their arteries and blood vessels, okay? These are massive. These are not the size of just one protein. These are like billions of proteins, and these are strands. In fact, I want to show you something. Let me zoom out. I want to show you something that's just going to blow your mind. If I grab this with the forceps here, you can see that on screen, and I start to pull, I want to show you how much I can pull and how strong these are before this breaks.
Oh, wow.
You see how they are fibrous and they are strong. They're like rubber bands.
Right, and it looks like it has the consistency of, and I hate to even put it this, but it looks like something like raw calamari. I mean, it looks like some sort of rubbery seafood.
Yep.
But not something you want to eat. I mean, it looks
that's a good description, raw calamari. But understand that these are not clumps of blood. That's what I'm trying to get across.
Right.
There's no way that these are blood clots. These are, I call them engineered biostructures.
Right.
So something in people's bodies is programming them to build these biostructures inside their arteries. And for anyone watching who is skeptical, they might think, no, those look like blood vessels. You must have taken the blood vessels or the capillaries. No, this is inside the blood vessels.
And I can just tell from the sort of rubbery consistency of it, it's not blood. I mean, it clearly is something... it doesn't look natural to me.
No.
It looks like seafood, like raw sort of, squid parts.
Well, let me show you now. Here's I stained these yesterday using a different staining technique. But we're about to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to show you this because there's a lot more detail.
Yeah, you can see the detail there. Wow. All right. I'm going to stick around as we do this live experiment here. Incredibly disturbing, folks. Again, if you're a radio listener, I can only describe it so well. You've got to go to band.video and see the images we are broadcasting live as we look through the microscope into the depths of hell.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need, and of course getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith. I'm sitting in studio with Mike Adams, who has this very impressive microscope array. And while it is a microscope that we're dealing with, the samples are not microscopic. The samples are actually fairly large, about the size of a half dollar piece or so, but scrunched up, just so people understand sort of the scale that we're operating at. So we just saw the sort of raw, undried and just slightly stained sort of fresh sample. But now we have something else that we're looking at here, Mike. What are we seeing on the screen now?
Yeah, so we're showing, this is another clot that was removed from, again, from a formerly living person. And I understand that if you're looking at this right now, you think it's maybe a piece of dried chicken jerky or something. It is not. This came out of a living person, well, a formerly living person's blood vessels or arteries. And I've only stained this one with iodine, which explains why the color is more yellowish and not purplish. But this one has what appears to be what I would call a kind of a wire type of substance. We're going to zoom in on that. And I want your reaction, Harrison, to, here, let me zoom in, what you think this is. There, you see that structure?
Oh, wow, yeah.
That is made of repeating patterns. And if the producers could show the images, this is from folder number 7. These are repeating patterns at the very high resolution. They look like almost reptilian scales.
Wow.
On the side. And yeah, there you go.
Right.
See those reptilian scales?
So the actual material that we're looking at, it looks like dried meat. It looks almost like prosciutto or something because it's dried and because it's been stained with iodine. But on top of that is this thin, I mean, it looks like hair to me. It looks like images you've seen, you know, from crime scenes or whatever, where they zoom in on the hair to identify it. It looks like a human hair. It's a very thin sort of tubular structure that is about as thick. It looks like it's about as thick as a human hair.
Well, it is, just to avoid any confusion, this is definitely not hair because
right.
This came out of a person's blood vessels.
Right.
So what happens is when the embalmer is pushing embalming fluid into someone's arteries and then blood is coming out, sometimes with clots, sometimes slightly congealed. But these things are what's coming out of people now, these clots that we're looking at here. And this hair-like fiber, which is kind of like a wire, to me it doesn't look like a hair under the microscope. Because I've looked at a lot of hair, and the hairs don't normally have these kinds of repeating structures.
Interesting.
And if you go to very, very high resolution, which is very difficult to focus, you're actually going to see structures in here that look like scaly, you know, skin-like.
Right.
Which is very different, because hair normally has these linear fibers, but not cross-sections like this. So what I'm saying is that looking at this is shocking to me, because number one, none of this belongs in the human body.
Right.
This is being found in people who have, quote, died suddenly. And embalmers have never seen these things until after the vaccine started being given to people.
I'm telling you, it's horrific seeing it in person. I hope it's coming across, the television screens, because it's just disturbing. It's a disturbing thing to see. It's clearly not natural. Yeah, it doesn't look like human hair. It almost looks glass-like, or I don't know if crystalline is an appropriate word, but it certainly doesn't look like the rest of the material. It's something else entirely.
We're looking at a live microscope feed here, just for those radio or TV listeners, and that's why I'm manipulating this, and the focus is going in and out because I'm changing lenses and so on.
Right. This is not something pre-recorded or done in a lab a lab somewhere else. This is, we're looking at this live and manipulating the microscope here live. And are we at, what's the zoom that we're at here?
We are at 75x right now. I want to show you. You see this white spot in the middle here?
Right.
One of our guests is going to talk about this. How there, some of the blood that comes out of these people appears to be somewhat chalky, and we're seeing these strange white particles. And they are in focus right now, and we'll increase the magnification. But these resisted staining. So whatever these are not normal biological cells, which would be stained. You can see everything else here in the clot has been stained.
Right.
But these white particles, they have almost a crystalline type of structure. I'll zoom in even more here, which will be a challenge. But
right. So with the staining, it almost takes on a bark-like color. It looks like jerky or prosciutto. I mean, it looks like some sort of dried meat, but then there's this white speck that almost looks like, to me, just like a speck of salt or something, but clearly it's not that.
It's almost crystalline
in
structure, or you could say perhaps it's a polymer, maybe a microplastic particle or something, but these are being seen in the blood that's coming out of people who died suddenly. In fact, we're going to bring in our guest shortly who's standing by, but this is not normal. These are not blood clots. And just for comparison, again, let me put the blood sample actually on here.
And so that little white chunk, that is microscopic. I mean, that's a tiny thing that you almost can't see with the human eye. With a microscope, you can see this little tiny white spot on top of this.
Normal blood looks like this, okay? And that's just dried blood.
Right.
Right? You notice it doesn't have strands. It doesn't have fibers. It doesn't have, you know, twisty, turny tentacles or anything like that.
No, yeah.
That's
like blood.
Normal blood.
Right.
And that's a little blood clot, effectively, because it's just congealed,
right,
scabbed blood. So that's the difference, folks, and that's what I wanted to show here today. Now, we got to bring in our doctor who is here with a voice changer in order to protect his identity. Can we confirm that he's with us right now? Okay. Doctor, can you hear me, and have you been able to see some of these images?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can't see these images. I'm on the road right now, but I saw what you sent me yesterday. I discussed with you a few months ago about some of the experiments I did, and we don't have to talk about that right now, but apparently what's happening is these injections are reprogramming our DNA or RNA to produce these new proteins that forming these new structures. What prompted me to call you was that we're seeing a huge influx of people that are coming into the hospitals and urgent care with what we call claudication, which is usually from peripheral vascular disease or peripheral artery disease, which are blockages in their extremities that can cause issues with blood flow to your tissue. And we're seeing a huge skyrocketing the amount of patients that we're seeing that have these types of issues.
So are these,
in the one picture I showed.
Sorry to interrupt, but did you see any of this before the vaccines started, or was it very rare before that, or what's the difference between, you know, 3 years ago versus today in terms of the numbers?
I wouldn't say it's rare, but it's not to this extent. It's skyrocketed, and we're seeing it in relatively young patients, which is unheard of. We're seeing this in people in their 40s, 50s, 60s. When you start getting into your 70s and 80s, that's when you start having some issues, and it's relatively rare. But people with heart disease, usually these people that we see with these problems, we know have heart disease. Because if you have blockages in your heart, you're going to have blockages in your other extremities. So those are the type of patients we usually see this in. We're seeing this in patients that have never had any of these problems.
So as you were talking there, doctor, and I'm just going to call you doctor, you know, we're protecting your identity, and I appreciate you being willing to come on. We were just showing for the video viewers a massive clot that was pulled out of someone's carotid artery. It was about the diameter of a human finger. And my question to you is, are you seeing other symptoms of people having arterial blockage or requiring arterial bypass surgery, things like that?
Yes, we are. There's a procedure called FEMPOP, which is the femoral popliteal artery bypass. One of the hospitals that I work with, the vascular surgery service is booked for months for these types of procedures. So they're artificially bypassing the ones that are clogged up in order to...
We've got to go to break. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. Sorry to interrupt you. We'll be right back. Alex Jones Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, continuing here, I want to thank you for joining me today on the Alex Jones Show, exclusive broadcast of the what I'm calling biostructures. These are the so-called clots that are being pulled out of people's bodies after they spontaneously expire. And as you saw with the microscope, and I want to thank Harrison for sitting in there, these clots are not blood clots. These are structures. These are complex structures that have strands and that even have a tensile strength, like little small rubber bands. And to our physician who is joining us now, he is an urgent care doctor. He has chosen not to reveal his identity for obvious purposes, but you will note from his language and vocabulary that he is a practicing physician. And to the doctor, again, thank you for taking the time to join us today. And I want to ask you, because this is something you told me privately that I want to share publicly, you are seeing that these clots are not responding to normal clot drug interventions such as Coumadin and Heparin. Is that correct? You want to add to that?
Yeah, that is correct. We're seeing increased rates of deep vein thrombosis, which are clots in your lower extremities, that can travel to the lung and cause pulmonary embolism. We're seeing increased rates of that as well, in relatively young people. And the treatment for this is heparin, Coumadin, some of the newer medications are also Eliquis. And these response or not responding to these medications. So it's using a different pathway to cause response, or it's a completely different protein. These are not blood clots. So this absolutely supports what you're saying about these clots. This has nothing to do with the blood.
So that's what's shocking about this is, as you just said, these are not blood clots, and we've proven that under the microscope. These are not congealed blood. This is not just cross-linking of, blood elements, scabbing and clotting, nothing of that kind. These are structures. These are large structures that are taking up space inside the arteries, and apparently they are growing larger over time. So do you think, in your opinion, would it be fair to say that there is an unknown number of people walking around right now with these structures growing inside their own bodies who have yet to become symptomatic or yet to present to an urgent care or an ER facility? Would that be a fair assessment of the situation?
Absolutely. From what I'm seeing, the patterns that I'm seeing, because, you know, physicians, we like to look for patterns, and there's definitely a pattern that's getting worse. So either people are noticing the symptoms, they might be a little short of breath, or their legs might be aching if they take a walk, they might be a little dizzy, they might have elevated blood pressure, because when your vessels can't, the blood's not being pumped in there, it's like a pipe. If you get some restrictions, that's going to cause your blood pressure to increase. So there's a lot of different symptoms that people might be experiencing that they haven't, gotten to the threshold that would cause them to go get treatment. Even if they did, unless the doctors know what they're doing and they're looking for this, they might miss this, these things.
Well, absolutely, and I want to remind our audience, especially our radio audience, to bear with us because we're using a voice-changing technology in order to protect the identity of our guest right now, who is a practicing physician, an urgent care physician who has seen these issues firsthand. And I also want to encourage you, if you want to share this, to tell others to tune in because there's a lot more coming up today. The URL is theinfowar.tv/Alex. That will get you right to the live show. Now, to our guest physician, again, I want to thank you for joining us. I've got a lot more questions for you. You're familiar with the term sudden adult death syndrome, SADS, that is now being used. I understand it's a medical term that has existed for a long time, but it's now being applied to people who apparently are dying from these clots. What are your thoughts on the sudden deaths that are occurring, and are there any signs that people might be aware of that where they could save their own lives? You know, just an early warning sign if they feel like they have a clot that is beginning to take up 100% of the space in a carotid artery or something like that. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. Well, I mean, there's no such thing as people just dropping dead because of this disease. You know, that you're always going to die from another cause. So, and they're using that blanket term to just try to make people aware of what's going on. But the symptoms that we just spoke about, people need to start looking for shortness of breath, headache, blood pressure issues. This is speculation, but a lot of these deaths may be that they're brewing clots that's causing heart attacks, or the brewing clot that's causing a stroke. But, you know, something is causing these little pieces to break off, and it's blocking a major artery or vessel, and then people, you know, the heart just stops, or they die from a stroke. Again, that's speculation, but there's only so many things that you can drop dead from.
Well, exactly. And let me ask you, as a practicing physician in urgent care, had you ever seen any kind of phenomenon like this more than 2 years ago, let's say pre-vaccine? Was this something that you saw in a lot of people at all? I mean, pardon me if it feels like I'm pressing on this, but I want to be sure that what you are seeing is something that is relatively new, or at least the numbers are different. I mean, can you just speak to that again, please?
Absolutely. This is not something we've seen. I mean, every once in a while you get an older woman that may have taken a plane ride or a long trip and they had a blood clot in their leg, and then we would treat that. Or, you know, somebody would come in with what they thought was heartburn and they were having a heart attack. But that was rare. This is almost on a daily basis that we're beginning to see this. And my colleagues that I've spoken to in the hospital, they're definitely seeing that the hospitals are beginning to get filled up again with younger patients that are having these conditions that was traditionally only seen in, 60, 70, 80-year-old patients. And the age is definitely dropping down.
So where is this going then in your view? You're saying it's affecting younger and younger patients now, and that's what we're hearing from the media's so-called sudden adult death syndrome is affecting those under the age of 50. A lot of even, let's say, soccer players and sports stars are dropping dead in their 20s and 30s unexpectedly, otherwise very healthy people. Do you believe that these clots, or biostructures as I'm calling them, could they explain these, soccer field deaths or sudden loss of consciousness by otherwise healthy athletes?
That would certainly explain it. Because if you're cutting the blood supply off to your heart or to your brain, that would explain it. And they're acting like this is normal, and this is just part of life, and this was unheard of. I mean, when I was practicing, I don't know, when I first came out on practice, I had our local high school, there was a student that dropped dead. He was a football player. And he had a hole in his heart that was undiagnosed, and he ended up just dropping dead. That is so rare that, I've never seen it up until that point. But now this is becoming commonplace. And it's scaring the crap out of me. And the unfortunate thing is most doctors aren't even really paying attention. They were not seeing it.
Well, that's what's extraordinary about this. Again, sorry to interrupt, but, here we are on Infowars.com, independent media. Dr. Jane Ruby is going to be joining me later today, and she has been really instrumental in bringing all this together and allowing me to acquire these clot samples and to use the microscope that we have already shown here. But, nobody else is doing this. I mean, the entire medical establishment is refusing to look at this. They're pretending that this isn't happening, and yet people are dropping dead left and right. And as you said, you are seeing an explosion in new cases. How long can this go on before the denial finally implodes, in your opinion?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm so frustrated with medicine right now and the ignorance, either deliberate or by accident, that's happening. I don't think we can go much longer. I mean, we were predicting a year ago that, there were some people saying that 70% or 80% of these vaccinated people would end up dead within, a couple of years. And that was a scary thought, but now we're seeing this in real time. I don't know. This is not good. And I don't know how to treat this. I don't know how to stop it. I don't know if there's really anything
we
can do.
But you bring up a really important point, and I got to say here, I think on behalf of InfoWars, we demand a worldwide halt to all of these vaccines, especially in children who are now the next target for this, until these clots can be studied, until these vaccines can be properly tested. We hereby demand a worldwide halt to all of these vaccines because they are killing people and they are setting people up for future deaths via these biostructures that are growing inside their bodies, as we have shown you here today. So we're going to be back with our physician. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this break here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams of naturalnews.com with my laboratory microscope here today. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.